on Saturday, April 17th, on the fifth year anniversary of the killing of Edson Thevenin, activists in Troy gathered to honor him and Black life. In an event organized by Troy for Black Lives and Reimagine Troy, the day started with an altar building and honoring of ancestors.
Call on them. Say their names. Call them into the space. This is what this moment demands.
Luce Marquez Benbow from Troy for Black Lives kicked off the event.
The police department in this city lynched a man, a person, a father. His name is Edson Thevenin, and today is his fifth year anniversary. And to Edson, to Thaddeus Faison, who was killed in 2015, to Ashawn Sean, the 11-year-old who we lost last year, and to all the names of those known and unknown whose bodies have been taken from us by a government who approves it. A system that is okay with killing Black bodies. We also want to call and give honor to the many that some of you have the audacity to call gun violence, that some of you have the audacity to call street violence, that some of you actually freaking think that we don't care about when crime happens in our communities. We care. But we understand that to be a connection and a direct link to the over-policing of our communities. There is a war on crime, and who are the criminals that they think? Our Black bodies. Don't get confused. You want to stop gun violence? Then stop white supremacy.
That passionate plea to stand up for all Black lives was made by Luce Marquez Benbow, one of the MCs of the event and a member of Troy for Black Lives. April 17th not only marks the anniversary of the killing of Edson Thevenin by Troy police officer Randall French, but it is also Edson Thevenin's brother's birthday. And therefore, his mother, Gertha Deepas, could not attend the rally, but she did send a statement. It was read by the former president of the NAACP, Jessica Ashley.
Injustice to one is injustice to us all. My heart pains for every mother who has endured the pain that I have endured. My heart grieves for the children who will no longer know the comfort of a parent and the spouses whose support has been violently snatched from them. The unjustified killing of men and women in the Black and brown communities by those who have sworn to protect and to serve is a crime to humanity and modern day genocide. A loss of life is a loss not only to the family, but to a loss to us all. And until this dysfunction is addressed, how can we expect for our children to have a better future? The Troy Police Department took the life of my son, attempting to rob us of the dignity of his life through false statements and propaganda while the officials presided over the sanction and miscarriage of justice for Edson. 5 years have not eased the pain. It has intensified the struggle. These are the words of a mother. She not only represents the one, but she represents every son, every daughter who has been assaulted, brutalized, murdered, by the police and sanctioned by a system that allows these crimes to continue. This is modern day lynching. The problem is that we allow it to happen. The power has always been in the hands of the people. It is only when the people cry out and stand up and say enough is enough, it is then that the changes take place. It is time for us to stop being told when we are to meet, how long we are to meet, and what we are to talk about. It is time for us to move and to be where we choose to be, to speak out where we need to speak out, be it City Hall, be it wherever it might be, in front of the LaTroy Police Department, where the criminals are held up and continuing to violate the rights of the people in the city. Crime is crime. There is nothing in a law book that says that the police can commit crime and get away with it. We need to come out in numbers. We need to be seen continuously, and we need to be crying out daily, enough is enough. We cannot allow the mayor to rest. We cannot allow the chief of police to rest. We cannot allow any police in this city to rest until they understand this is our city and enough is enough.
That was Jessica Ashley, the former president of the Troy NAACP, speaking on Saturday at the Troy Rally for Black Life under the Collar City Bridge and in front of a banner that read Black Lives Matter and an altar of flowers celebrating Black life. Messiah Cooper, Demeek McDonald's uncle, also spoke at the event. He lamented about waiting to be activated until police violence hit home.
We're here on the day that Edson Thevenin's life was taken. There was a public hanging on this day. But we are here because my nephew was shot. Because if my nephew wasn't shot, I wouldn't have acted. And I failed to act along with the community when they took Edson Thevenin's life. Right. It still hurts me.
Yeah.
I thought I stood for truth until I looked in the mirror at me and said, how could I allow them to take the life of a black man? And just because I didn't know him, I didn't stand for him.
Come on, bro.
When you stand for us or any black life that's been taken or been robbed of their liberties, do it because your heart tells you to do it.
Right.
Do it because if it was your baby, your husband, your son, your daughter, you wouldn't tolerate it.
Right.
Do it because if you don't do it, you'll feel like me.
After Messiah Cooper of Troy for Black Lives spoke, Delilah Yean took to the mic to tell her story about surviving police violence as a black immigrant.
I'm a mother, an activist, and an immigrant, and a black woman living in America. 2 years ago, I was arrested by Troy PD for doing a rolling stop through a stop sign. As a result of that arrest, I spent 3 months in an ICE detention facility. I was ripped away from my two minor children, and I spent upwards of a year fighting to stay in this country and in this city that I've been living in for 18 years, more than half of my life. My children were born here, and so it was super traumatic. It's still traumatic for me to talk about it, and I'm gonna speak on some of the traumas that we as black and brown people go through every day in this country. We start businesses, we raise our babies, and we do it all while smiling in the face of injustice. We teach our children to love and embrace each other. We educate our friends and families. We embrace other cultures and nationalities in ways that we have never been embraced.
Right.
The progress we are making in this city and this country does give me hope. We have more young politicians and council people of color than we have ever had before in history.
Yeah!
We are creating change and holding people accountable at a rate like never before. The world is watching and paying attention. Now is the time for change to happen.
That was Delilah Yean from Columbia County Sanctuary Movement talking about hope for the future and her own traumatic experience that began with the Troy Police Department. Next, we hear from John Larkins, another survivor of Troy police violence.
The
police almost killed me right here in Troy. I was saving someone's life. I was studying to become a cop. I don't believe in any good cops. If I could go to the hospital, try to save someone who can't translate for themselves with a broken leg. I had a broken leg when this happened. The police tasered me 5 times directly to the back of my head and the back of my neck for 21 seconds. Let that sink in, because a family just reached out to me the other night saying that their family in New York, he died from 2. I left Troy, New York. I didn't think that y'all existed. And I am completely remiss of that fact. I had to leave to Boston because they were outside of my house with their lights on, outside of my deaf grandma's house, harassing my little cousins as they come home from school. I had to leave. So for that, I apologize to y'all. But I will say this, I've been real busy.
Come on.
I've been hella busy. Because this justice movement don't stop. I tell you what, Troy, do not disconnect yourself from what's going on in this country, because we are in the middle of it.
That was John Larkins, who recounted his story of being tased by Troy police while trying to help a family member. Many more community members took to the mic to share their call for reform and defending the police before the event shifted to a march and taking of the intersection at Hoosick and 8th Street, where Sergeant Randall French killed Edson Thevenin 5 years ago.
This is huge! And I know that you saw some families waving to you from their streets.